right. Well, I do have a real quick announcement that I hadn't prepped Terry for, which is we lost our Zumba instructor. She got married at... that's not a direct cause and effect. She got married and moved, and so she doesn't want to drive to Norwood anymore. So we're looking for a different instructor. So if you were a Zumbaite, if that's what they call you people, then we'll keep you posted about the resurrection of Zumba as it comes, okay? So as of now, there is none. Do I show this first? I don't know. I'm bad at the beginning of messages, so we're just going to jump into it, okay? It's hard to get the ball rolling. Let's go ahead and look at this. Whatever it may be. Is it Romans? I didn't really give a New Year's message this year. But New Year's is cool because you get this idea that it's the turning of a page. Every culture seems to celebrate it that way. Chinese New Year is different than our New Year. But we have this sense as human beings that we can turn things around, that we can improve things, that you know, a new year can be a new you in a lot of ways. Well, I'm going to laser beam that. And I'm going to say this. Here's what we're looking at. This is Romans, okay? So they'd set up a church in Rome, and this was teaching and instructions to these new believers. And the apostle says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Now, we've talked a lot about the fact that when you say, Jesus, you are who you say you are, and you'll do everything that you said you'll do in my life, that's faith, by the way, that the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. But we're going to look at step two today. Okay, and this is going to get weird, and I love it. I'm actually really pumped about this message. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So here's what we're looking for 2017. 2017, you've got two choices. We can do things the way we've always done things, or we can look at something like this and realize, how can I be more, or how can I begin to be led by the Spirit of God? Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So it's a new year, like I said. Last week we did communion. We learned what it is and what it isn't. We learned the dangers of it, the gravity of it, and the power of it. It's a good way to start a new year, in my opinion. But as we're looking at 2017, alluded to before, every day is a new day in Christ. And if you're walking in faith with Jesus, every day is, ready for this? We were just talking about it. Every day is very pregnant with possibilities. And that's a good way to put it, because life can come out of any given day in Jesus. I'm not saying for Joe and Betty Beer Can. I'm saying for those who are following Jesus Christ. Every day is pregnant with possibility of destiny, of change. And I know it sounds hokey, but we got to get this, okay? We have the power of God inside of us. And there was a picture I showed with two hands like this and our galaxy in between the two. And you have to understand that that's a pretty clear picture of what we're looking at. He said, let light be. Bang. But he didn't need things to create. We do. He just created. And he says, the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives inside of you. So as I'm looking at my 2017, I either believe that's true or I don't, and I start living accordingly. Do you understand this? I came to Christ at 17 years old. My life didn't start to change till about 25 when I got that, when I understood that. The amount of power inside of me because of the Creator God's love for me in Christ Jesus. So number one, I'm not going to be able to preach this all out today. I'm not the guy that's going to try because I think this is too valuable. Out of three main thoughts, I'm only going to hang out on one today. But it's awesome, okay? I promise you on that one. Being led by God, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, daughters of God, okay? So number one way that 2017 you could be led by God is very countercultural, but it's very simple. And I'm not going to hang out very long on this. Seek counsel. Get relationships in your life with godly people and don't walk alone in decisions. Don't do it. Some people think I'm weird because I have a best friend named Pete. Now, these are the four or five people I run pretty much all the decisions of my life around. Well, that's weird. No, I know me, okay? I know me. I've stumbled and fallen enough to know. Pete, my best friend in the whole world. I run every single decision by Pete. If that sounds weird to you, then you don't believe when the Bible says plans fail for lack of counsel. That's what the Bible says. Pastor Dave, I run everything by him. Adam Avery, that's another pastor. My district leader. I don't walk alone through any decision because I'm a bonehead. That's why. I know that about me. Really. The Bible is ripe with seek counsel. Now, I did have a few thoughts on this. I said this. This year is a very good idea, and God says it over and over again, seek counsel, okay? It says the wise seek counsel. I'm not going to go deep into this, but humble yourself and seek counsel from the people you know hear from God and have wisdom. I'm not talking about your best pal that you knew since grade school, who's got three different broken relationships and you're asking them how to hold the relationship together. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I said this more. If you want to talk to some rando about something, okay, be careful of who you're talking to and listening to. Because if I just pick out a random person because I know they won't judge me, they don't have wisdom or hear from God, but I want to talk to them about counsel, I'm going to get their best. Now, if I want to talk to, let's say, Bruce, who I know hears from God and has wisdom, I'm going to get God's ideas and words and advice. And whose do you think is going to land? We get this? It's good, right? Now, if you don't have anybody, I will volunteer. I will volunteer to be that voice of counsel in your life. In fact, I am to many of you. That's not to say I have all the answers, but I know where to go to get them. You understand? That can change your life. That can absolutely change. Hey, I'm thinking about taking this new job. What do you think? How many times I've watched people just crash and burn over and over again because they didn't want to run it by anybody else. Life is so busy and dirty and messy. And guess what you've got? You've got one set of eyes. You can't see everything around you. Okay? It's nice to have someone else say, hey, watch out. Don't put your foot there. I've been there. That's what happens over here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Plans fail for lack of counsel. When kings seek money counsel when they go off to war, blah, blah. Just open up Proverbs and you can't get on a page without seek counsel, seek wise counsel. That's one way to be led by God. Go to his people and talk to them. Okay? All right, that's up for that. Now the second one, I got a hokey little video I want to show you.
So the Bible says in Psalm, and we're going to look at it, but it says that thy word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, here I am in the woods, right around dusk, I suppose you'd call it, I don't know. And, I'm just kind of stumbling through life here, if you want to keep it with the metaphor. Doing the best I can with what I can see, with my limited sight. And then God says, hey, I've told you everything I want to tell you. And it's called my word. It's what's in there. You don't have to just kind of wander around and choose your best paths with your limited information. So I start reading it. And you know what happens? A little bit of light shines. Well, and I can see. Hey, there's my feet. And I don't know if you can see, but look. Oh, there's a path that appears. Now, old AJ, before I understood the word and had the word, I didn't even have this little bit of light. But the light starts to grow. And over time, if you'll do this discipline, it grows even more. There we go. Look. Oh, wow. Can you see that? It's actually a path. That's a path I can take. And metaphorically, me and my family can head down that path. And the word of God exposed. Well, there's another path, in fact. And there's a third path. All right, cool. I could not see these things in my own strength, in my own power. I needed something more. And so, time continues. And that light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And God's word continues to shine into our lives, our homes, our finances, our relationships especially. And the next thing you know, which was at one time dark, God illuminates it, and he uses his word. There's a reason he said, a lamp unto my feet, so I don't stumble, see, and a light unto my path. I can see what's ahead to a degree. I can see where I'm going, and I can walk in safety. So many of us, our stories are walking around in the dark, if we're being honest. Reading the word of God, understanding the word of God is... There's no way you're going to be led by God without it. And so, AJ, other AJ, give them practical ideas of how to do this. Because everybody would rather live in a way that's like this.
So I just wanted to, I went out last night, and I didn't realize how badly that would translate, but it was right at dark. And what I'm trying to say is the book of Psalms, Brian will throw it up here in a second, it says, your word, Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The second way of being led by God, and we can turn that light back on, please, just go down on the way, is, and there's no way around this, and I really want to hammer this home today, is to read the Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Now, that just sounds hokey, but when you're out in the woods and it's dark out, there's a lot of dangers, right? You could hear me at one point, I think I stumbled a little bit in the beginning. It was ice, too, because of four-wheeler. And oh, my gosh. Well, that's, guys, as we're walking into 2017, that's kind of what I see. I've got, all right. We have very limited things to live this life. We have what mom and dad did before us. We have the culture of the North Country. We have media and whatever else we know. And it's the best we've got, right? We've talked about this before. People say to me, how do I be a good dad? I don't want to do what my dad did, but I don't know anything different. That is walking in our own strength. And so all of a sudden, we start to actually read the Word of God, which is, of course, everything God has wanted to say to us, and a little light appears, guys. And you can start to see around, like, oh, okay, all right, here's my scenario, here's my situation. And it grows and grows and grows to the point where we can start to see the path before us, which path we should take. But make no mistake, without it, we are walking in darkness, guys. Without your word, I have no lamp for my feet, and there is no light for my path. Because that's got to be true, right? I wanted it to be a little bit more visually whatever, but I don't have an audio and visual team. But guys, the Word of God is absolutely necessary for guidance to be led by Him. And I know a lot of folks say to me, and I understand this, I'm not a good reader. I don't like to read. Blah, blah, blah. Guys, it's 2017 now. I want to tell you that there's an app that you can get on your phone for free that has every translation of the Bible like known to man for free. It's called YouVersion. Life.Church put it out years ago, Craig Groeschel. And they've given, I think it was 500 million free downloads of YouVersion. And if you don't like to read, guess what? You can hit the speaker and it'll read to you in a very cool voice with a very cool accent that you can choose. So, and it's true. I sit there on my lawnmower and I'm like, meh. Because I wear ear protection, I put my lot, you know. And so I'll be like, oh, let me just hear the Book of John. Give me a British dude. No, give me a British chick. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Guys, it's 2017. If you're not so good at it, YouVersion also has verses a day. If you're just starting to read the Bible, download YouVersion for free. No malware, no spyware. And just hit this one button, and it'll give you a verse a day. One verse a day. And by the way, you'd be surprised how many times that verse is just what you need for the day. Amen? This one knows. Bev knows. We got to get in the Word, okay? It's everything for us, guys. If we want to be led by God this year, this is what we need to do. So here's the big one. We got through those two. My main point is here today. But I could not talk about being led by God without those. You got to seek counsel, guys. Let God's people speak through, you know, let God speak through His people and read the Word. But I want to look at this. Let's check out this next slide and get rolling here. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Why? I'm going to make a point today. To hear. To personally hear directly from Father God. And maybe we're not grasping the scope of this, or maybe I haven't made it clear, but the third way and most important way that you can be guided by God is to hear from Him directly. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a priest. You don't need other people necessarily. You can hear from God like anybody else can. And actually, we're being conformed to the image of Christ Jesus. We got to stop doing this stuff where, yes, He's Son of God, Messiah, absolutely. But if we're supposed to be like Him, don't you think that was the Jesus power? No. Jesus basically said greater things than what I've already done will you guys do because you now have the Holy Spirit. So for the rest of today, I need you to suspend that for a second. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Let's do another slide, please, if I may, John. Jesus guarantees us this when He says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Not only is that a fact that you either have to choose to believe is true or not, but I also think it's a formula. You hear your voice, you grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, and then they follow. Do you understand that? I just realized that as I'm standing up here. It looks like a process. But what I want to challenge you with today to a degree is we have to choose to hear from God. My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. But guys, I've said this a billion times. We live in a world of terabytes and gigabytes. This doesn't just happen. We're to be like Christ. I just gave you a slide that said He withdrew to lonely places. He was purposeful about carving out time to hear from God. Number one, you just choose to believe this for a moment. Jesus is saying that you can hear His voice. For a lot of years, I sat toward the back of church, and I thought that guy up there, who was a lot better behaved than I am, sure, he can hear from God, but I can't hear from God. Now, you don't need to take my word for it, because one more time, let's look at what Jesus just said. The people who... this is great, perfect, thank you. Next one. He who belongs to God hears what God says. You know, right, that if you've chosen to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life, even if you're still making messes and still broken, you understand that you're God's now, right? Head nods or head shakes, yes? Thank you. So you know you belong to God. You have the ability to hear what God says. And again, you need no interpreter. You need no middleman. Yes, seeking counsel is great, and you always line it up against the Word of God, but you can hear what God says. And then he goes on to say, this is Jesus himself, Creator God. The reason you don't hear is that you don't belong to God. In other words, he was talking to the Pharisees and these religious people. Not about your behavior. It's about who God has made you to be. Now, you have the ability to hear from God. Number one, let's get rolling here. You have to choose to hear from God. Now, let's look at John 10:27 in a different translation. My sheep listen to my voice. For some reason, the NIV chose listen and the other one chose hear. Guess what? They're different. We have to choose to listen to the voice, know them, and they follow me. Listen. First one says hear, then the second one says listen. And it tells us that sometimes we get really good at trusting ourselves to make the right decision, and that's our knee-jerk response. Sometimes we get used to just reacting to situations and problems, and really that's the only choice we have when we're born. But then we understand that we actually can hear from Creator God. There's a new truth. Through faith in Jesus and walking with him, we're no longer destined to just bounce along, right? Kind of like AJ walking around in the woods. We now have a different opportunity, a different option. We can hear directly from God about our circumstances. Now, I was thinking about this, and being a father of a four-year-old and a year and a half, she's not sleeping, is she? It's not nap time yet, is he? You're not the only one I put to sleep in church, but I wouldn't want either of my kids to just float along in their best strength in this life while I'm here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See you later, Dad, says the four-year-old. I'm gonna go sort it all out. What do you mean you're gonna go sort it all out? Why don't we do this thing together? Or when they get older, if they go to school, I'm not sure yet, if they go to school, come talk to Daddy about your problems. I'll help you out how to deal with that dude or arithmetic. Like, never once have we ever walked alone, says the. You don't have to. But we gotta be purposeful to bring these things to him and listen, to hear. So number one is get alone. Carve out time to make this a discipline in your life. Now, I'm not just talking about, you know, I should take a nightly walk and hang out with God. I get that. I've heard that all these years. And for me, life is just in fast forward right now. Very rarely do I get a chance to do that. If I'm out chucking wood on a wood pile or something like that, maybe. I'm not trying to burden you with that. I'm not trying to burden you with, I need to carve out 10 minutes to sit on a mat, and listen to God. I'm not doing that. Yeah, turning off the radio in your car and, speaking with him, that's a great idea as well. But where I'm going to today is this. When any situation comes up, he instructs us to talk to him first. And that will change our 2017. We get so used to just doing things. We're on the go. But if we can just talk to him first, and the amount of time it takes us to understand this is going to determine years of our lives. When something goes down, big or small, first we pray. We take a moment to hear from God. And so, really, this is walking in the path of surrender or control as well. I don't need to get into that. But in all things, the choices we make, the relationships, the past, the future, the present, health, finances, relationships, jobs, kids, all of this stuff, we're being transformed into the image of Christ, molded to be like him, okay? And we got to do what he did. He took the time to hear directly from God. So I've been kind of set free a little bit this week. We're going to get to the meat of this. I promise you I'm building. I've been kind of burdened recently with some of the busyness of church, the business of church. I was telling Walt and Bruce today. When you have something like Zoom, but it fails, or you're trying to do this and it fails, and, what are we going to do with the sign out front and all that? And it's time for annual reports, an annual meeting, and all this stuff starts to crush down on you. You start to wonder what is success, not only in ministry, but in life and in marriage and all this sort of stuff. But Eugene Peterson said something awesome this week. Our calling is not to be busy salespeople for God. It's to live with him and in turn invite others into that life. And you know what that did for me? A huge chunk of weight fell off of me. My job is to just, and then your job too, doesn't matter what you do for work, to live with him and enjoy God, cooperate with him, and invite others into that life. That sounds a lot more doable than punching a clock, measuring numbers, this. I like that. I can hear from God. I do hear from God. God speaks to me. And that sounded crazy to a 17-year-old man who didn't even know how things were made. But does God speak to me? Absolutely. I hear his voice. Some of you can say that. Some of you can say, and this is not a good or bad thing. This is we're learning. God does speak to me. I hear his voice. I do. He speaks to me. And some of you say that thing as well. To think that Creator God would speak personally to me sounded a Looney Tunes. And Hollywood made it all weird and all that. But does Creator God speak to me? Yes, he does. Eugene went on to say this for my week. The role of the pastor to his congregation is to help people pay attention to God and respond appropriately. So in other words, it's not my job to live your life for you or be the first one, blah, blah. No, my job, apparently, according to this guy, is to, what did I say right there? Help people pay attention to God and respond appropriately. In other words, we've all got our own thing going on. You've all got your own lives. You're all going to leave here. My job, I believe, is to equip, using the gifting of teaching, equip you to hear from him. Now, lots of folks in the church world in the past, and I'm not saying anything specifically, but they didn't want to give up that control. They wanted to say, come through me, I'll tell you what God's saying in your life. That's not what we see in the Bible at all. In the Bible, what we see is everyone hears from God. Absolutely. Go live your calling. Go live your destiny in your life. And so, this is where we get into Weird Town. Before we do this little exercise we're going to do, which I think is going to be really cool, I want to say this. God's voice, we have this idea from Heston movies, from Hollywood. I'm not knocking that Heston movie, I'm not at all, but we have this idea that God's voice is going to be this booming, powerful, speak to you only important type of things. That's not what we're talking about. That's nowhere in the Bible, okay? Like I had this idea that God will tell me if the world's going to end or if a missile's going to fall or if I'm going to get sick or something like that. You know what I mean? That's what you hear, like Stephen King's The Stand. God shows up when big things are going down. Well, this is what I came to this week, Bruce. That all is his business. God actually speaks to me about my business. Isn't that good? Yeah, he didn't talk to me about the inauguration coming up. He didn't tell me who was going to win the election or how Vladimir Putin and the new president are going to work together. He didn't talk to me about that stuff. He talks to me about my wife, my kids, things like that. He talks to me about my business, and which is funny because that's what I talk to my kids about. My children have no idea. Well, they know there was an election this year because I took Alex to the voting poll to plant the seeds because, you know, 4 years. And I want him to see democracy in motion. I don't know how much will stick. He's 4 years old. But they don't worry about nuclear missiles and the economy and what stocks are doing. That's Daddy's business. Daddy talks to you about things like Elmo and learning to share. And don't bite your brother because she's biting this week. I'm going to bite her so she understands it's hard. I don't know. I'm not solid on it. That's what my mother did to me. But I talk to my kids about their business. God wants to speak to us about our own business. So stop this stuff that it's going to be a burning bush. Stop this stuff that it's going to be, you know what I mean, all this sci-fi weirdness. No. God is whispering to his children at all times. So, having said that, now we're entering into the exciting part of our message. Okay. Let me make sure I do this. Yeah, I skipped through that. Okay, ready? Everybody close your eyes. Nothing weird's going to happen. Close your eyes. You ready? What's your phone number? Now open your eyes. Did you see the numbers or did you hear your own voice say it? How many people saw the numbers? Two. Okay, guys, we're getting there. This is not a test, okay? This is a teaching. There's no right or wrong. Okay, so here's what I want to say to you. Whether you saw the numbers or you heard your own voice saying it, sometimes, most of the time, this is what God sounds like when he speaks to you. And let me set you free that he's not going to sound like this. She knows. Walt, don't turn left. Oftentimes, no. It's his own voice going, I don't think I should turn left. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. We're going to learn today that you actually already are hearing from God, but we're going to fine-tune this for 2017. So let me teach a bit on this, guys, because you just did it. You tapped into that very same avenue God's going to speak to. When God speaks to me, this is exactly how it sounds. Sometimes it's your voice, but his thoughts. I'll say that again. It's your voice, but his thoughts. God spoke to me I've said before up here, God spoke to me about something, and I know I choose to believe it's him because I'm not that smart. What he said was profound, and it's not an original AG thought, so I know it's God. It's not something I would think of, not something I would want to do. Here are some things God says to me pretty frequently. Go ahead and give him a call. Or it'll be like, I should give him a call. And I'm going, that's not my thought. I don't want to call him. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I know that's God. I told you before, I was on a bus, and all of a sudden he's like, that book you're reading, I should give that girl that book. Why would I do that? And then I'm like, oh, that must be God. No, seriously. It's selfless, so it ain't the devil. You know what I mean? I don't want to, but it lines up with, okay, so I got to go give that girl that book. And on and on and on. But that is what it's like. Just the same way you either heard or saw your phone number, we'll get into the visual stuff in a second. That's as profound as it is, you guys. That's as profound as it is sometimes. You're milling things about. How am I going to deal with my ex, let's say? How am I going to this? How am I going to that? Just listen. Just listen. Not to other people for a moment. Go right to him. And just chill for a second. I'm not talking about sitting on a mat singing Kumbaya. No. I'm talking about get silent for a moment and listen to the inside of you. Some other things. I don't want to do this too quickly. Some things that God will... I should give that person this. I should invite that person over. I should ask that person how they're doing. Okay? These are the sort of things God is whispering to us. Sometimes one that we should all heed is, shh, don't say what you're about to say. That's a good one, isn't it? It's true. Don't say that. It's not about you right in this moment. You'll be all right. That's a good one to start listening to. And yes, that could be Creator God speaking from inside of you, preventing things as well. I'll tell you a couple stories real quick in my life. I used to own a recording studio up here near Al Smith's Pizzeria, kind of. And one day I was driving home in the fall in my mom's house on Cedar Street. I'm a North Country native, naturally. In the fall, I'm not going to take the back roads at dusk because I'm going to hit a deer, right? You just don't do that. I was like, I'll take 56. It's another 30 seconds or so. So as I'm going, that voice in my head says, take a left at the liquor store. And I said, no, it's deer season. Take a left. No, it's deer season. Why would I do that? And all of a sudden I was like, oh, because the more you listen, the more you start to realize. And the quicker you realize, oh, that's God. So I turn around at the liquor store and I go down that road. Going, why? What in the world? And I'm going real slow because I'm like, I'm going to hit a deer. Like, there's a swamp there, my little neon. And I'm like, what in the world? And then you do this, right? That wasn't God, you loony toon. You relax. That wasn't, what a fool. What a fool. Come around the corner, there's a huge cow standing in the road. Oh, okay. Pull over. Knock, 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 knock. Cow's still standing in the road. Knock, 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 knock. This woman comes to the door in a robe. Your cow's standing in the road, and it's a blind curve. Oh, no, my husband just left for a business trip. What am I going to do? Yeah. Well, God just actually sent me to help you with it. Because you know what would have happened to the next car coming around that corner and hit that cow? There probably would have been people dead. Hey, I should take a left. No, I should take a left. Fine. How many times you kick and scream when God says something to you, too? That's just one example. And I felt awesome. We got the cow out, repaired the fence, pet the golden retriever. He was a beautiful dog. And I went home, and I was like, woo, God used me for something. That's awesome. But understanding that it was my thought, or it was God's thought, but my voice in my head. Because the sons of God will be led by God. Oh, man. I could tell you more. I could tell you about how one day, this is a Looney Tunes story, but I was living in a town called Crawley in England, and God spoke very clearly to me the night before. He said, get up and go to Piccadilly Circus, in London tomorrow for 11 o'clock. And I went, now that's a weird one. That's one where you start shooting the movie, because I live 60 miles from there. So I went, and I'll tell you the whole story. Nothing truly profound happened. I actually made it there for 11 o'clock. I had no idea where I was going. And nothing happened. And so because nothing happened, I saw this homeless dude, and I went over and sat next to him. I was like, you want a cigarette? Because I smoked at that. And I had the most profound conversation with this homeless guy. And I don't know if that was the plan or not. I have no idea. It wasn't a big booming thing, and sometimes it's not. But I sat there next to this dude, and I think we must have smoked half that pack of cigarettes, and I had a nice frozen stuff. I don't smoke anymore, judgy judger. I don't know what it was. But you know what? Guys, why would he need to send an angel when he's got his people on earth? right? If we would just but listen. We are God's hands and feet on this earth in a lot of ways. And back in the day, he did. He sent angels. He lit bushes on fire and all that. But guess what? He doesn't need to do that as much anymore. I'm not saying he doesn't. But if Mike wants to hear from God, why would he send an angel when God's already living right inside of him? Don't you think he'd just speak to that connection? You understand what I'm saying? I don't want an angel to show up in my room. They'd be terrifying in the middle of the night. Really? Come on, Kirk. We'd shoot the thing. I would. Yeah, I know. It's true. I did say that, though. I said, why would God need to send angels when he's got us, right? This isn't pay it forward. It's really not. It's for your sake. We talked about it. It's for your sake as well. God speaking to you for your situations. But it's so much bigger than us as well. We are his network to get his will done in Norwood, New York. We really are. And we need to learn to tune into that, guys. I will tell you another good story that some of you in here saw. I woke up Sunday getting ready to come to Stonegate and preach, and I saw a Facebook post from my friend from college named Dan. Dan is a worship leader at some church somewhere else. That morning he posted, I want to praise God because my wife was sitting at a red light, wife and kids, and the light turned green, and she said, I heard my voice say to me, wait. And she went to go, and I said, wait. And a semi blasted through that intersection out of control. And he goes, I don't care what you believe, my wife and kids came home today. Right? It's important that we learn to hear. It's important that we learn to hear from God. That's one way he's going to look out for us as well. I just thought that was cool. So let's do another fun little exercise. Close your eyes. Where is your toothbrush right now? Okay, open your eyes. Did you see it? Did you see it? God works that way too sometimes. Some of us are more visually oriented. Sometimes you'll see something, a reality, an outcome. But I want to teach even deeper than this, guys. I think I skipped forward on this. I don't want to do it. Hang on, this is really important. Okay, yes. Pictures, impressions. Listen, this is the biggest way that I navigate things, okay? So if I'm making a decision, what I do is I tend to close my eyes and visualize me doing it. Visualize me going to Syracuse or staying home. And one of them will give me anxiety. Try this. Now, this is biblical, guys, because we talk about the peace of God. We follow the peace of God. Melanie, this year, she took the kids to her parents' house for the first time without me. I don't breathe without these children. You know that. They're always around me. And I had turned up emotion-y stuff, but I said, wait. Okay, Father. And I pictured me driving with them, and I pictured me staying home. That one gave me anxiety. So I did it again and again and again. God's peace was here. It was not here. Please get this, guys. This is me saying, personally, I care about so many of you. This is how God speaks to me. When it comes to the big decisions, do I take the job? I visualize it, I bring it to God, and he will put his peace in one of them and not in the other. And if that stays murky, I continue to seek counsel, I go to the Word of God, and I keep coming back to that. Do we understand that? Please, for the love of God, try to tune this in. When it comes to big, do I get back together with her? Picture it. Anxiety? God's not going to give you anxiety about something he wants you to do. Right? Peace of God. Jesus says, I give you my peace. Find where it is and pursue that peace. That's huge, guys. I can tell you. I hear from God a lot less than I do that. I do. I hear his voice a lot less than peace, things like this. And I want to say one other thing, which is going to tip me way over into weird town, but I'm just totally transparent with you guys. I understand fully, and so do you guys, that God's outside of time. I believe God even can speak things ahead of time to us. Because he does that to me a lot. He does. Little things, big things. I'll know certain things before they happen. And I'm not some... No, this is not ESP. This is the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. They perverted that and called it something else, but all truth is Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit has already been to tomorrow. And sometimes he'll tell me about tomorrow. And guess what, guys? I turn my ears open, man. I do. What do you think? God doesn't have these abilities? Really? You need to go back and meet Jesus then and see him do the things he does and say, I give you my spirit inside of you. What's going to happen tomorrow? If he wants to tell you, he can. He sure as heck can. Okay, so this isn't mysticism or anything like that. This is Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ living inside of us. Don't limit him. He wants to speak to you about your situations. He's able to speak to you about your situations. Now I'm going to hammer one more thing home. Well, I'm going to do this without blowing your eardrums.
Close our eyes, and I want you to slowly do the telephone thing again. Ready? What's your telephone number? Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did we... Was it harder the same time?
Yeah.
That's why you get alone. That's why you get alone. You did it successfully.
And you thought, wow! And it was... But with noise around you, you couldn't do it. That very same thing. But it's in my head. Why? Jesus often went to solitary places to pray. And that's why. That's why. That very same thing. Did I wake her up doing that? I hope not. Sorry, Dewey. That's why, guys. And if you wonder why all these years up to 2017 you haven't had clarity about it, I've just given you practical reasons. Because you can't do it with the noise going on around you. You can't. And because you've waited maybe for a big booming voice. Or maybe you thought this is too small an issue for God to speak to me and take the time to care. No. He's a good, good father. Love by you, right? Love by you is who I am, you say. So isn't that neat, guys? Did you like that? God will speak to you all those different ways. 2017, the sons of God will be led by God. The sons and daughters of God will be led. So this can be a new beginning, guys. Follow his peace. Train yourself to hear his voice this year. You don't need me to do it. You don't. You can hear from God. And again, I want to remind you, it's life, what is it called? YouVersion Bible app. No reason for us, guys. Millions of people have died trying to smuggle Bibles across borders in the past. And now we have it with a click of a button. Even a verse a day, guys, the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We're going to sing You're a Good, Good Father. Because I want to pair that sentiment with the fact that God wants to speak to us at all times about this.